Welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser. Oh, so excited to be with you again. It is delightful. Here we have a beautiful summer day in Denver, Colorado. And, oh, guess what? Yes, we're doing it again. You know, when you tune in, something good's going to happen for you. It's just a guarantee. Why? Well, I'm doing the spiritual homework. Daily, we pray, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. And yes, piece by piece, bit by bit, show by show, more and more value coming to you, and we're just so grateful. One of the things we're grateful for is our sponsor, AdvancedLiving.com, where when you go to check it out, you'll find an item called the Comfort Clock, used by our friends Jack Hanfield, Reverend Michael Beckwith, Stars of the Secret, prominent individuals that'll help relieve some stress in your life with nothing more than doing, just plugging in a little item. And today, what a treat. You know, there is so much out there. You tune into the media, and sometimes one of the quick things, if you're too darn happy, you can just pick up a newspaper or watch a news show on TV, and within minutes, I guarantee you, you'll probably get depressed or angry. That's not good for any of us, and of course, I'm being facetious about wanting to do that, but the media has not given us some of the nurturing that we need. Well, what if we get to tune in today and have some young gentlemen who are inspired individuals help us to see the creative power that they're going to bring forth, as well as some of the talents that they've been doing their homework, and they're ready to help us not only with getting better media, but also building our businesses. And some of that could be even helping around the household. A household, a family is a business too. So there's a lot of different things that these young gentlemen can help us with. Now, get ready. Names that you're going to want to remember are Eugene Ebner and James Armstrong. Now, our dear friend Eugene, quite extraordinary. He's been performing, writing, recording, and producing new and exciting music projects and special events and TV projects for audiences across the world. He's got a bachelor's degree in vocal performance from the University of Arizona. And yes, he wouldn't stay in the country. He escaped, and got his musical training in Salzburg, Austria. So we hope he's not speaking Austrian to us today. We'll soon see. And then he's actually a very tender-hearted devotion to humanitarian efforts have made him a driving force in the vocal performing arts, music, theater, and entertainment. And boy, the more of goodness we get, because if you've watched any video games or seen some of the violent movies, not a lot of love in that stuff. So we're so excited for the work of our friend Eugene Ebner. And then his partner, James Armstrong, is one of today's most highly respected and accomplished motivational and visionary executive leaders with an extremely successful and diverse career in corporate and entrepreneurial business worlds. And he's got a proven history of getting results in international business. So if you don't have an international business before you talk with James, you probably will by the time you get done with it. And he's coached and mentored some of today's top executive leaders within numerous industries globally, helping them to see and reach their full potential, and especially full inner potential. So this is what I like. It's not just about here, do this, that, and the other. It's about let's take care of some of the inside first, and then we'll get the outer results. So this is a very powerful principle that you've heard expressed before, and these guys are putting it to practical application. And what does that mean? Well, it means that bringing out the ability to take what might be considered the impossible or extremely difficult and basically making it a reality in the business world. And he's got a passion and a rare gift for motivating and inspiring people to see the very best in themselves and those around them, which, of course, results in creating highly dynamic teams of industry-leading professionals who can accomplish anything. So, and then these people are together working in their company, Creative Business Consulting, as well as this, oh, get ready to hear about Spirit Media Network. Yes, which is a positive media network that is sure to change the face of TV. So, without further ado, welcome, Eugene. Welcome, James.
Thank you. Thank you, Kenneth. What a wonderful welcome.
Yes, thank you. That was tremendous. I really appreciate that. We're honored.
Oh, well, we're just so delighted to have you here sharing some of your vision and your practical things with our listeners. Now, I know it's so important. Could you, for instance, perhaps James, if you would get started, and then we'll have Eugene tell us a little bit about your background and how you guys came together to join forces on all of this creative work you're doing.
Absolutely. Actually, you know, Eugene and I have met several years ago. I'll just kind of give you a bit about my background specifically. I grew up in the entertainment industry on the West Coast. My father had his own television show. My mother was into humanitarianism, grant writing, public relations, and that was a driving force and passion in her life. And so I kind of grew up with the best of both worlds, which really, you know, for me, a lot of people look at their parents and go, ugh, you know, I really don't want to do what they're doing. But I had a passion and a knack for that growing up in an entertainment family. So I went to school for international business and minored in communications and just kind of took it from there. Did many, many projects and ended up directing an international model and talent agency by the time I was 22 and really helped develop audio and visual media talent worldwide. So I felt very blessed to be able to do it at such an early age and really help so many people in their careers and in their lives to do it in really a positive, you know, moral way that was really different from the mainstream at that point in time. So I was a little bit of a kind of a revolutionary trendsetter, if you will, many years ago with that. But I've always believed that, you know, every one of us have innate abilities and talents and skill sets and a mission in this world as far as why we're put here and what we're put here to do. And very few of us, unfortunately, really get fully in touch with that at a mental, physical, and spiritual level. So I was one of those people that kind of got that early on about myself and really tried to work toward that in my own career in life. So progressing through the years, you know, I grew up really with the belief that, you know, we're all innately powerful. We all have amazing gifts and talents to share with the world. Even a mechanic, as an example, you know, just tuning up a widow's car, as an example, is an amazing gift to that woman who may not have had the money to afford something like that, as an example, to help that person out. And that's a rare gift and talent in and of itself, as we all know. We all have different gifts for different reasons. And, you know, and one of the reasons that I went into media and really progressed with that throughout my lifetime was that I saw the need because there was so much mainstream media that was so negative and so, you know, all about murder and destruction and death and mayhem and people fighting amongst religions and things that were so negative on every level that I thought, you know, there really needs to be a positive alternative for every one of us out there that we can really relate to in our own personal lives that can really give us the motivation, the inspiration, and the tools to really see that we can do that for ourselves and go out there and do something amazing with that in the world, which is really why I came to formulate Spirit Media Network, which is something that Eugene and I have worked very hard on for the last 5 years progressively. So we met about 3 years ago, actually, formally came together to do a show, actually, is how we got together formally professionally, and came together and said, you know, there's just not enough positive media and entertainment out there, so let's do something incredible out there that's really going to touch people's lives. So we formulated a show called International Artist Debut Radio, which really focused on talent from all different artistic venues. We had, you know, humanitarians on our show, international superstars like Vanessa Williams, Olivia Newton-John, John Tesh, those sorts of people, business leaders that were out there really using their gifts and talents to make a positive difference in people's lives every day. So we felt blessed that we were able to do it, and we're hugely successful. We developed a 4 million listening base in 95 countries and just kind of progressed in there, but realized that was just one piece of the puzzle that was being served by doing that. So we wanted to take it to a much larger level and really include television, music, publishing, and all forms of media, which is why we created Spirit Media Network. So really it's a very large international network, which will be internet-based, which we're actually formally launching this fall with a whole new series of, you know, cutting-edge, positive, and motivational television and radio types of programming.
Wow. Hold on to your hats, folks. This is incredible.
It is incredible, and what else am I supposed to say, James?
Come on now.
No, you know what? I have plenty to say. I just want to thank you again for having us on to share this, because, Kenneth, we're so passionate and so excited, and I want to thank James on the air. This man is a true visionary and leader. He's an example. When I met him, I had been pursuing my recording, performing career for many years. I lived in L.A., lived in New York, performed in Austria, studied in Austria, performed in D.C., performed all over doing opera, musical theater, recording, things like that, but always feeling inside that there was more to me than that. You know, we create identities for ourselves. We say, okay, I'm a recording artist. I'm a vocal entertainer. And that's wonderful that we want to achieve those dreams and goals with our talents. But you know what I realized with meeting James? That I had so much more than just my vocal ability. I had this truth and this beauty and this creativity that I wanted the world to know about on such a deeper level than even through a song. Music is powerful, but so is expressing through the media, through the positivity, through the radio, through the television, through all of the wonderful outlets. And so when we came together, it was like a meeting of the souls, like we had been together many lifetimes before. And it was like, wow, okay, I'm finally met my match in business and in creativity and in friendship to stand up and really doing something this powerful. So we've been, like he said, we've been working all of this. And the wonderful thing for me is that through all of our journeys of doing this, I get to create my music along with it. And with Spirit Media Network, like you said, we're going to have the music division. I'm going to head that up. We're going to have a record label, and we're going to encourage artists from all over the world to come together and to be a part of this. And not only be a part of this, but we're going to be launching a foundation called Angels Unite Worldwide. It's going to be a concert event that spreads a message of love, hope, and healing for all. The goal and vision of it is for it to be in a new city every year, to be televised, to help a local, national and international charity/foundation every time to spread a message of education and healing through the music and through entertainment to unite independent artists and celebrities. Because one thing that I learned through my journey so far of living in LA and New York is that there's such a small percentage that get on television, that get represented, but there's so many millions and millions of people that want to give back with their talent, because we all have gifts and talents. So I think for me, that's where what I feel my main thing on this planet to do is to inspire, to heal, and to speak my truth. And one of those is through the music, but to help others realize that they can get out there and do what the Mariah Careys or the Olivia Newton-Johns or the opera singers of the world that are doing that are famous, and realize that we're not below them. We're all equal. And that's why Spirit Media is going to be so powerful, Kenneth, is that we're uniting everyone together.
Ah, this is wonderful. I remember some time hanging out at a record store when I was doing some concert promotion work, and we based it out of a record store. And what was so interesting, you would hear things on the radio, and that was the popular music, and then you go into the record store, and there was all kinds of other stuff that never made it onto the radio. That was fabulous music. And then hearing you, I'm sure that there are just the range of fabulous people contributing amazing musical things has got to be huge, but they haven't had a venue in which to express this.
Exactly. That's so true.
And of course, what I love about it is we've got a special filter with what you two are doing. If I'm understanding, could we say that we could rely on you folks, that the moms and dads wanting to protect their kids out there, the families that are wanting family values, is there going to be some of this involved in what you're doing?
Absolutely, Ken. You know, part of the premise of Spirit Media Network, which I built into the foundation and Eugene did as well, we talked a lot about this, did a lot of focus groups around this in our research and studying. And the one thing that we've seen a lot of in the past is that people who are younger, people who are older, you know, past a certain age, really have traditionally been either not served or underserved in the traditional mainstream media marketplaces, whether that be music, television, what have you, publishing, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So with that said, we created actually, you know, programming for young people, cartoons that are positive, that give and instill positive values and ethics in kids. You know, something for the youth that targets them specifically, they can relate to and they're going to love and get something positive out of with their message and still love and be entertained and engaged by at the same time. We have something for the elderly, which has been a huge, as you know, huge and ever-growing market that has astronomically grown over recent years and will continue to in the next several years, that has been not served at all. So there'll be programming for them, which will be incredible, too, that they'll really be able to relate to and totally, you know, jive with in that respect.
Ah, wow. Wow, that is huge, because I know part of the passion that I have, you may not have heard of this fella, Danyon Brinkley. In the 70s, he was actually a trained assassin for the government, the CIA. Picked up a telephone, the line was struck by lightning and literally killed him dead away, and he's on the slab in the morgue and comes back to life with these amazing memories from being on the other side and wrote his book, Saved by the Light. Well, one of the things that he is very passionate about is taking care of veterans who have been injured, and then there's the elderly in nursing homes, people that are so neglected and don't have really any kind of positive input, so they basically are severely depressed and then, I don't know, looking forward to dying in some way because there's nothing supporting them. And I mean, to me, this is huge when you talk about addressing some of that market.
Exactly. And such, again, it's been such an underserved and neglected market for so long. It's time to change that. It's time to go into the new millennium of business and the new millennium period spiritually and really bind people together in love, hope, and faith. No matter, again, whether you're Baptist, Mormon, Catholic, Buddhist, it doesn't matter. We're all one. We're all connected on an energetic soul level. And it's time that we all love and support each other in all the projects and things that we're doing to really make the world a better place for all of us. I think that's so important. That's the foundational piece of why we do what we do.
Exactly. And, you know, James, I want to agree with you on that. And I think there's a level of education also, because when you start from the children now that are being raised into this world, educating them to let them know that it's not just the prime age between 30 and 50 or 25 and 45. Our media is so focused on how you look through the process of life, and that once you hit a certain age, you're done. But the thing is, we know on a higher level that we continue to grow and learn until we move on from this realm. And that's, in my opinion and my belief, why we're here anyway. And so it's so crucial for everyone to see their worth and value at whatever age they are and realize that we don't have to segregate or divide ourselves even within age. I mean, we already do that enough in religion and culture and race anyway.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to me, because I know that in my 20s, I thought to myself, oh, God, if I'm not a famous singer by the time I'm 30, I'm done. I mean, there's so many people think that, you know, until you realize, wait a minute, you're never done. You continue to have something important to say, and there's so many people out there that not only want to express and give, but they want to receive that as well.
Mm, exactly. Yes. And now one of the things that I'm wondering, I know the young people today are getting so educated about the use of the computers, internet, texting, all kinds of these things. I'm wondering about bridging the gap for some of the elderly people who computer phobic or something like this, when I don't think that has to be.
Right, exactly. Actually, you know, it's funny, Ken, because, you know, the largest growing population of computer users actually is 50 and above.
Oh.
Actually, people are getting more savvy every day. You know, the elderly, my mom, as an example, is in her mid-60s, and she's one of the most computer-savvy and literate people I've ever met, as far as she's very tech-savvy. She loves being on her computer and chatting with her friends every day. She's got whole online social networks and communities that she deals with every day. And I just laugh because I think, wow, she's even more savvy than I am in my 40s. It cracks me up. It's funny.
Well, this is good. Okay. So there's some of that that you're saying is a growing market. Well, I think that's so important. Now, I'm wondering, too, that I think is so important. You made some mention of something in your background. I made note here. I wrote down respectful treatment in modeling. And that's typically the media, modeling, Hollywood, different stuff has had a reputation that it well earned for abusing and taking advantage of people and dumping
them.
Mm-hmm. And so when you made mention of that, to me, I want to have you come back to that and express a little bit of how you can contribute to that. And is there anything that you would give as people are seeking to express their talents, and they may be taking their children different places? I don't know if you're going to be actually providing some of these services or would be a reference point for sending them to different places. Would you help a little bit there?
Sure, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I was brought up very firmly with, you know, I grew up in a Baptist household, although I'm a very spiritual person. You know, I'm not Baptist per se. I'm more of a spiritually centered person in that respect. But with that said, I did grow up in a very moral atmosphere of, you know, knowing the importance and values of being honest, integrity, keeping your word when you give your word, you know, being a moral human being. Again, so going into that industry, as you know, can be very seedy. There are a lot of very dishonest people. There are people there that are sexual predators. I mean, there's a lot of things that you really have to be aware of and be careful of with your children or for yourself as well. And one of the things that I always trained my youth and my talent in especially is, you know, have morals, have values, have ethics, because, you know, when you give your word, you keep it. That becomes who you are in business as well. And if people know that you're going to be sleeping with someone to get where you want to go, you're going to be done in a few years. You won't have that longevity that not sleeping with someone will give you, because they will earn more respect for you and yourself as a professional by doing it the right way from the get-go rather than doing it the wrong way and thinking that that's going to get you ahead in the long run, which it won't. So that's one of the things that I was really drilled into my kids and the people that I trained, whether it was television talents, modeling talents, you know, in those respects, is that you know, your ethics and your intelligence and your values and all those different pieces of who you are really important to promote those things in the right way and do it from an ethical, moral, good perspective. So I always trained people in that, and it really did change a lot of my models' lives, and they were much more well-respected and well-received because of that. So, you know, for those people who are out there looking at maybe getting their kids into modeling or singing or dancing, you want to do your homework. You really want to carefully research who you're dealing with, what their background is, what they've proven themselves to do over a period of time. That's something that's, you know, there's a lot of fly-by-night organizations that just pop up overnight. You get involved with them, they take your money, and they're gone the next week or the next month. So you have to really research that carefully. You know, we will develop talent in all those different artistic venues, whether it be music, whether it be, you know, again, television, radio, all those different aspects to our company and publishing as well. But again, that's something more down the road. We'll initially start with trained, fully ready-to-go talent, you know, with a whole series of audio and visual programming. So that's something, you know, for parents especially, that's something I could recommend, is I can definitely give them a few pointers. If they'd like to email me, I'd love to have the feedback and response to them and give them a few pointers and tips to help them. But really just make sure that the agency or the person that you're dealing with has an established reputation for being a moral, honest, decent human being. I think that's the most important piece.
Sure. Well, that you brought that up about the email, I'd like to give our listeners an opportunity to get there's two websites, one that is right now fully functional, and that one is www.creativebusinessconsultants.com, creativebusinessconsultants, creativebusinessconsultants.com, and that would give one venue to reach your fully functioning business consulting operation, and then the other is the spiritmedianetwork.com, which is, I think we kind of call it a sneak preview of oh my gosh, some of the most fun we're about to have we could ever imagine.
Exactly.
Yes, and I'd also like to throw in, you know, we actually have a website up still with our radio show, that's www.iadradio.com. It stands for International Artists debutradio.com. And, you know, Kenneth, you said about being able to give a platform and helping parents and the younger youth to want to pursue in the show business. And I think the main thing that I want to express is when it comes to educating, I'm really a prime believer of education. And James, I agree with exactly what you were saying. I'd like to add to it that it's a level of being able to shift the consciousness on the planet. Hollywood thinks, because they're in that belief and that identity, that that's the way to go, they consistently do it. Because a lot of people, unfortunately, on this planet follow the lead. Someone sets the rule, and then people follow it. So I think what our main intention and purpose with this, besides entertaining, is to show people there's a different way. There's a different way we can shift the beliefs. It doesn't have to be like that anymore. But I also want to instill in the parents to realize that this American Idols and all of these talent competitions, they're entertaining and they're fun, but you know, I'm a little old-fashioned when it comes down to this. Take the time to let your child and your individual who's creative fully experience and learn all realms of it so they're polished. A lot of these entertainers now, they come on the TV, they're not polished, they don't know how to deal with the business side of it, they're not well-groomed and ready to perform on a stage in front of thousands of people, and they're thrown in like sharks. They get eaten alive. Some of them, because they have that strength and resilience, stay strong. But, you know, that business, they don't so much care about the process. It's getting from A to Z in literally without going through all the other letters.
Oh.
So I just, that's the thing, is to be able to let your child be a child and be trained in piano, be trained in dance, be trained in singing, be trained in acting, but learn that our talents and gifts are not only to entertain, but they're to give back. Have them at the same time. Have them to start singing at school functions, singing in if they go to a church or a spiritual center. But more than that, go and sing at the nursing home. Go and sing for the sick children. Go and sing and give back with your talent, because it's the balance. It's wonderful to be successful and make a lot of money, but where are you going to give back? And if we instill that from a young age, they'll realize it's not just about fame and fortune. It's about giving back in humanitarian work.
I totally agree. I think that's so important. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you're bringing up something that I think is important, Eugene. I think when they rate fears, and you say, you know, kind of like, one of the biggest fears? Well, public speaking. It rates very high. And you can imagine if someone is afraid to stand up and speak, then where would public singing rate?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good, it's so true. And Kenneth, one of the reasons why I brought up the IID Radio is, I mean, we're not currently doing any shows because of launching the network and doing our consulting business, but we have 2 years of archived shows on there, and they're all, most of them, besides some of the celebrities, are independent artists that have had to learn, sometimes that we say, the hard way. And it's very educational. So I encourage your listeners, whether it's the parents or the youth, to go on there and download some of the shows. It's free. And listen to some of these artists, that what they've gone through and how they've come out to the other side to see their worth and their value and their talents, because it's very educational and very inspiring. And that's one of the reasons why we did so well, is that it wasn't just about the famous people, because it's a platform to let everyone realize anyone can do this. They have to see their worth, their value. Work hard, though. People have forgotten that in our youth now. They think it's instant gratification. It's not just about instant gratification. You need to work hard and play hard at the same time. It's the balance.
Exactly.
Wow. So they can go to, again, it's like IADradio.
.com. Yes.
.com. Okay, IADradio.com. Mm-hmm. And then listen to some of this. And
yes.
Will some of that actually be instructing them a little bit on some of the path these people took?
Yes, absolutely, very much so. Mm-hmm. They're very motivational, inspirational, but they also give you a clear roadmap as far as what people have gone through with their experiences, whether they're musicians or their talents in different artistic venues. So it really gives them a lot to work with to help themselves as independent artists as well.
Yeah. Oh, well, see, this is huge, because to me, this is one of the gaps that is so important. If you go into certain venues, like you, James, and you, Eugene, we're around musical and entertainment kind of things, so this was just a natural part. But there's come to be this thing about, okay, well, here's these people, and they're entertaining, and they've studied this skill and this art, and there are entertainers, and then the other people, my gosh, you can't do much. Well, thank goodness along came karaoke, which, you know, I guess helped some people to stand up and express themselves more.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
And so to me, I'm liking what I hear in terms of of having you folks as a place for people to turn to not only be encouraged about being able to express themselves, as well as with some of the wisdom that you offer about how to navigate through the business world retain your morals, retain your high values, and still be successful.
Right. No, that's so true. And I have to tell you, with that said, Ken, that, you know, my mother, you know, was very much a blessing in my life, and that she really always encouraged me with my talents, gifts, and abilities, and always really believed and wanted to promote those. My mother got me involved with modeling when I was 3 and singing and dancing and those kinds of pieces that were really important for me in acting growing up. But I can tell you that, you know, I was on the fast track to become America's Next Male Supermodel. And one of the things that really sidetracked me in my career is that I got to a certain point in my career, and it was all about who do you know or who do you sleep with. And I had to make a decision at that point in time to say, you know what, I'm not going to sleep with anybody to get where I want to go, and I'm going to get out of this, and I'm going to create my own way to do this that's going to be better than anybody's done it before, to give other people like me a truly honest, good option to be able to do it the way that's best for them. And that was one of the foundational pieces and, you know, reason why that I created Spirit Media and that we've done the things that we've done as well with IED Radio, to really show people you don't have to do it the way everybody else does it. You can create your own unique way with your own unique talent, gifts, and abilities, and do it in a way that will bless the world, but is positive, but is different from the mainstream. So you don't have to play into the whole Hollywood and New York garbage that's out there.
Wow. And I don't know, I'd have to do some research to get some of the names in front of me, but there are many groups out there that are wanting the restoring of family values, to be able to turn on the TV and to get something that's good. And that's, I think, in a going to hopefully take someone like the two of you, James and Eugene, with what you're wanting to do with Spirit Media Network, so that you actually create a demand that says, hey, if you don't put this stuff on the television, people aren't going to keep tuning in.
Right.
Is that part of what you're aiming to do in time, or have your own, like Ted Turner?
You know, a lot of people call us the Ted Turners of the new millennium, which I laugh at. I think it's very cute. But at the same time, really our goal is just to provide people with a positive option that they can personally relate to on every level. Whether you're black, you're white, whether you're young, you're old, whether you're gay, you're straight, you know, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're from. Again, to combine those people and realize we have a common message, which is love, hope, and faith. And if we all love each other, support each other, and who we are uniquely and what our message is, and get that message out there to people, I think it's going to pull everybody together and make the world a much better place for every single one of us.
Mm.
So that's really what it's about.
Wow. And to me, one of the factors that I think is so important that I'm hearing from you is a term, quality control.
Absolutely.
I mean, because there's going to be a number of people out there wanting to do positive things.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, we've seen in political campaigns, a person can have a political website talking about what they do, and then an opponent can basically get a similar looking website and post all kinds of things. So there's still treachery and deceit going on, which means where can we turn for, I was thinking, to me, you've heard of the term underwriter's laboratory, where they test the equipment to make sure it's functioning.
Right.
And I was getting a vision of you two and the work you're doing as being sort of a media underwriter's laboratory. That if it doesn't pass the Eugene and James test, you don't want to take your kids there.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, I like that you say that. And I think, too, what I find so exciting is I like the fact that we're going to be an example to a lot of the people that are already in the business as well. I really do feel that, and I say that in a very humble way, but I really feel that a lot of the celebrities and a lot of the companies that are out there, there's a lot of people that are unhappy already within that seem very successful to us when they're on television or in the magazines or whatever, but I know and I've sensed that a lot of them are like, do I really have to play this game one more time? You know, a lot of them you see go through such struggles while everyone thinks they've got such an incredible life because they have so much money and fame, when they're trying to figure out, what did I buy into? And so I think it's a level of uniting everybody, whether they're already in the business or they're trying to be in the business, and it's going to show a new way. And I really feel, and I'm going to say this now on live radio, but I really feel that Oprah is going to recognize what we're doing, and I think she's going to want to get involved in the future. I mean, I say that because we're all equal. I don't put people above me and I don't put people below me. It's not about how successful or famous you've already been. We're all equal, like James has mentioned before, and I really think that it's coming together and doing this. And so, I don't know. I just, you know when you feel in your heart when something is the right time and the shifting of the planet and the consciousness and what's going on with a new president and everything, change is in the air. And it's time now to step up and make the powerful difference. Not just say it, but do it.
Exactly. And with that said, I think, you know, that's one thing that we're all about, you know, Ken, truly, is we walk our talk. We live what we think and what we say every day in our personal life as well as in our professional life. And we have really become role models for a lot of people internationally because of that. But again, each one of us is a role model in our own unique way. If we just step into our own power and realize what that is, our unique gifts and abilities, and to stand in that power with that.
Sure. Now, speaking in terms of like that, I know for my listeners, we all have room to grow. And you're doing some wonderful things that are very successful, and, you know, international business consulting and international music events and now this wonderful Spirit Media Network be launching in a short amount of time. I mean, this is huge global stuff. I don't know if you would share you, James, Eugene, a little bit of some of the things that you do in terms of maintaining the caring for yourself, different lifestyle things, so that our listeners can kind of, you know, check in and say, hey, well, what's helping these guys to be effective in the world?
Right. I know I can speak maybe that to that first, Ken, is that I think balance is one of the most important things we can give ourselves, and quality time for ourselves independently and with our family and friends, away from work and away from our projects. You know, all of us have a passion in our life, whether it's personal or professional. And I know for Eugene and I both, we're both so passionate personally about everything we do, you know, in business and to help other people as well with all of our creative projects, that really downtime for me is one of the most important things consistently that I can do for myself, to have that quiet spiritual time to pray and meditate and really just become calm and centered and then spend quality time with my family and friends who mean the world to me. They're the most important thing in my life. And not to get my balance and my things internally out of balance that way, so that I can really come from a much better, stronger place spiritually and personally when I go to work or when I talk to people or do things in the community to help other people, so that I really am living that, you know, and I think that's really important that we give that as an example that we actually live in our life and do every day.
Yes. Now, I'm curious because you guys are involved in a huge amount of things, so is there any hints that you can do for, because most of us, it's sort of like, wow, I have so much to do. The time management, some of this stuff. What are some of the things that you find is helping you to be able to get to this place of better balance?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because we have a lot of people that they say that. They say, how do you not scatter yourself all over the place? Seriously, how are you doing this? But, you know, that's one of the reasons why we brought informed creative business consultants, because through our journeys, both James and I have done so many things, especially in entertainment. And, you know, there were numerous times, Ken, in my life, in my 20s living in Los Angeles, where I said to myself, if I only had a team, if I only had a support team of professionals, if I had a publicist, if I had a manager, if I had a booking agent, all the things that you see the famous singers having. You know, the thing is, you can do many things if you have support. So we formed Creative Business Consultants to help small business owners, creative individuals, entrepreneurs, to realize that we form a team for them to help them expand their vision, their dream, their goal, their business, and to give them from A to Z consulting and everything from the finances to the branding to the logo to the website to the marketing materials to PR, marketing, all of it, and to show them and help them support them even on a individual level. We're almost like coaches as well when we work with our clients. The reason why we formed this was dual purpose, not only to help people help others and to help themselves, but in return, the team that we have within our consulting company helps us with forming the network, with the concert event we're working on, with the TV show we're filming. It's like forming this whole group of people, and instead of it scattering us around, it all comes together, and we all support and help each other. So really, in reality, we're actually saving time and having the support and having a family environment.
Exactly. And really it's about, you know, bringing together a community of like-minded creative leaders and professionals that can help with everybody's passions and goals, not just ours. we help Tim and Tony, who are two of the other business owners and creative business consultants, with whatever they need help with as well, and to support them and their passions and their goals and their dreams as well. You know, it's about bringing like-minded people on a spiritual level and on a business level together to really realize when we combine our skills, abilities, and resources, we can do amazing things that have not been able to be done previously or have not been done previously in traditional business the way that it's been done. So that's, again, where we're revolutionary, too, and really cutting edge, actually.
Wow. Wow. And people can get some more details by going to your website?
Yes, absolutely. www.creativebusinessconsultants.com.
We also offer complimentary phone consultations, in-person consultations, because we understand people do have budgets, they do have reality they're living in, and so we like to be able to give tools to people in the beginning, free of charge, to just help inspire them. Then if they want to sign on with us, great, but we have many packages and levels. We're not about, you know, of course we want to make a living, and of course we want to do well, but it really comes down to being able to find a balance between them and us to make sure we're all happy and that they feel comfortable and they feel cared for and that they feel supported and that they're excited. Because, you know, there's someone recently said to me, a very, very wise man, actually one of our business partners, said, all, you know, the same thing that you feel when you have fear is can be very comparable to the same thing you feel when you're excited. If you take that feeling from both and you just transfer the fear into excitement, then you have nothing to fear. So it's like whether it's financial or your dreams or your goals, if you get excited and you stay in that place and that energy and you have a team, you'll reach all your goals and dreams.
Wow. I love, as you were describing that, Eugene, I was imagining going on a roller coaster as it goes up to the top and there's this big drop, and even though you know, yeah, I'm going to live through that, you forget that as you're getting near the top, and it's like, ah! And then
exactly.
that fear of, but it soon turns into excitement.
It does. Yeah.
Exactly. That's so true.
Yeah.
So folks, if you want to take your fear and turn it into a productive, happier life, you are listening to two young gentlemen who are incredibly experienced, and I would suggest, can we give out a phone number as well? We've mentioned the website that they could call.
Sure, absolutely. You could call 720-413-7078, which is one of our business lines.
Okay.
And we set up a free consultation for anyone that would like to speak with us. We would love to help them with their business. You know, one of the things that's great about Creative Business Consultants, and the reason we formed it too, was we've all been in corporate America. We worked in international companies, worked all over the world, but we've also started our own successful independent companies and businesses ourselves as well. And we know how difficult that process can be. And it really does take a team of dedicated, top-notch professional people around you with every piece and area of the business to make it successful long-term. And to have a, you know, a clean and clear plan of action and strategy as far as how that's going to work best and why. So it's one of the things we provide people with, is all those different tools, skills, and abilities they're going to need to be able to go out there and really do well and live their passion and their dreams with their business.
Wow. This is exciting, folks. Oh, I love it. Now, I'm curious, too. You guys are involved in so much. I'm just wondering if there's something you would share about some of the special things that touch your hearts that you might want to, you know, let us know about.
Sure. I know I can speak for myself, Ken, in that children have always been my passion. Children and the elderly, actually. Growing up, my grandparents were just like my parents, and we were very, very close. They were huge mentors to me in so many different ways that I was so blessed by having the grandparents and parents that I did in that way to teach me a lot of important life lessons growing up. And it really taught me a love for children through that process, too, that, you know, kids all over the world are so innocent, and they're so excited and dynamic, and they bring so much passion and love to everything and everyone that's unconditional, and I think we can learn so much from them. So abuse kids is one of the biggest issues that I've supported over the years that I feel very passionate about. You know, kids need our love and our support. It really does take a tribe, as Hillary, I hate to quote Hillary Clinton, but again, you know, it really does take a tribe to help raise children properly in that respect and support who they are and what they can become. And I think all of us have that obligation to help make sure that that does happen.
Hmm. And are there particular groups that you like to support, different charities or?
There are so many, I could just name 100.
Okay.
I've been involved in so many, but yeah, there are a ton out there. But, you know, again, just kids groups in general are amazing, and I think that, you know, anytime you can support a child, whether it be just helping give that child some words of encouragement, whether it's formally helping a nonprofit organization that helps abused or just kids in general in their education, I think they're all so important.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. So I appreciate that, James. How about you, Eugene?
Well, I also am very passionate about children, but I want to share with the listeners something that really transformed my life. When I was 23, my mother died of cancer, and we were very close. She was a musician. She instilled a lot of my creativity in my life, and she was a very nurturing, wonderful, caring woman. And when I lost her to death, although I want to restate that, I didn't lose her, but when she transitioned into a different realm, that was very difficult at the time. I'm 35 now, and I've really soul-searched a lot from 23 to 35, and have realized a lot about loss and death, and you know, I've really worked on myself with that to come to the place of realizing that actually losing her was part of the divine plan and was actually a gift to really help me, if I chose to do this, to unfold to my potential and to use my music and my talents to inspire others. And so I'm very passionate about helping anybody that goes through loss or abandonment, whether it's children or adults. I'm very passionate about helping the sick, and especially children that are disabled. I think that they're angels to us. I think autism and Down syndrome, those children, we look at them and a lot of people feel sorry for them, but they live in this state of being very present and wanting to experience love and wanting to just enjoy. Even if they go through some of their hardships with their health, they're very present. And I worked with an organization out of Florida called Sungay Kids. I've worked with numerous groups. And I feel very passionate about helping the children. But the first Angels Unite Worldwide that we're going to be launching next year is actually going to be focusing on cancer patients and the families that have had loss through that. And it's to educate, but to show everyone that we're through strength and through support that we can get through this and that you can heal again, whether you lose somebody or whether they do survive that process, that it's being able to build the foundation around the family. Because a lot of times when someone is sick, we forget how it's affecting everyone around them. Of course, it's horrible on the person that's going through it, but the people that have to also face it and be around it, it's very challenging and very hurtful, especially if it's not, you know, approached in a loving, healing way of being able to support the whole process. And Olivia Newton-John, most likely, we've been doing some negotiations, will be a part and will be the featured performer of the concert event in Denver. And our focal point is LifeSpark Cancer Resources. They do healing touch and Reiki for cancer patients that are going through chemo and radiation. We're having some negotiations with another cancer national group that I'm not going to mention right now because it's still in negotiation. And then if and when Olivia does decide to go with us and do this, she's building a spiritual center in Australia that helps people and their families that are going through cancer on a spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional level. That's one of the reasons why I respect her so much. She's a cancer survivor. And I feel that for me, when I record a song or I perform, I know that one of my angels, which is my mother and her spirit, that she's with me, that she's supporting me, and that she's beaming in light and love, knowing that I'm using my voice not to only entertain, but to help others through this process. I think that there's so much loss in the world, whether it's loss of a relationship, loss of a job, loss of a loved one. And that loss, if we don't deal with that properly, can really create a hollow hole inside of us. And we have to be able to fill that back up in a healthy way and not block it out or fill it up with drugs or alcohol or the media or the computer or the text messaging or whatever that, you know, that keeps us from really being able to process through it. So that's my goal for all of this and my intention.
Wow. Now, this event, the name of it again is?
Angels Unite Worldwide. And one more thing, I know people think we're crazy, but we have a website up for that too.
Of course not. You can't have too many websites. You can't be too
right.
rich or too thin
yeah.
or too many websites.
Exactly. Yeah, and that is www.angelsunite.com. worldwide.com. So it's not just one angel, but angels. Angelsuniteworldwide.com.
Yeah, it's like potato chips. You just can't have one. Well, you just can't have one angel. We've got to have angels.
Exactly. Exactly. You can never have too many great guardian angels and people protecting you and surrounding you, so that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
You know, and Ken, the thing is, we're all angels on a level, of a certain level. I mean, of course, you have to believe. We all believe different things, of course. But in my belief, I know that James and Tim and Tony, my other business associates, we have another woman that works with us by the name of Joyce Gilbert. She's an incredible angel in our life, and she's been helping us so much with Spirit Media Network. And just Barbara Joy and Heike Vargas and all of these incredible. Isabella Lundberg, who you had on a show recently, she's involved with us. There's so many people that, to me, there are angels. And whether we have angels in a different realm that we can't necessarily see, we have earth angels as well. And when you can form that in your life, that's such a powerful thing that you can cherish, and I encourage everybody to be open to that.
Oh, yes. I know you've probably heard of the saying of Zig Ziglar, you can get everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want.
That is so true.
And what I'm hearing, you mentioned about we're angels, that we have within us this capacity to love and care for those around us, and that when we take time to do that, my gosh, just if you think, if you pause for a moment and think of someone that you love, and you think to send them whatever, a hug or a positive word that we can send out radiating like we're our own broadcasting stations of love, what's so interesting to note is when you're thinking of someone and sending them love, that you're creating inside of you this amazing good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's actually healing yourself by loving others.
Exactly. No, I totally agree with that, Kenneth.
Oh, boy, that's sneaking up on us. You guys, I'm telling you. folks, watch out. These people are worth keeping an eye on. And
thank you.
You're welcome. Now, we want to give this contact information again. So this free consultation to help get your business, or I don't know, could someone ask you a little bit about media stuff? I'm extending you a little bit here. Is that possible?
Yes, absolutely. They can email either Eugene or myself directly at james@creativebusinessconsultants.com or eugene@creativebusinessconsultants.com.
Okay. And then that number again to...
And the telephone number is area code 720-413-7078.
Okay. And of course, the website, the couple of them.
All four of them.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, these are important pieces of information. We've got, what, the creativebusinessconsultants.com.
Yes, www.creativebusinessconsultants.com, www.spiritmedianetwork.com, www.angelsuniteworldwide.com, and www.iadradio.com.
And that's where would we be able to hear any of your stuff on the iadradio.com?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, our interviews and our shows. And if you want one more website, it is under construction, although I do have a very lovely homepage that's been built recently. I'm going to be releasing a new CD called Angel of Music next spring. And the title track that I wrote with an incredible songwriter out of England, her name's Helen Walker. She's worked with Andre Bocelli, many other talented people. I came to her, actually met her through ID Radio, and I came to her over the phone, and I said, Helen, I've got these lyrics and this melody that I've written. It's called You Are My Angel. It's all about the angels in my life, and I want to dedicate it to the celebration of my mother, of the, you know, memory of my mother. Mm-hmm. And I said, will you put it to music and help me produce it, because I love your style? And she said, sure. So we worked via phone and email for almost a year and came together with this outstanding, powerful, dramatic ballad. And so if you go to www.eugeneebner.com, that's my personal website, there'll be the front page, you'll see all of the decor, and the different pages will be up coming up in the next couple weeks. But you'll see my picture, you know, a recent picture of myself, and then there'll be You Are My Angel, a clip of it will be uploaded, and you can listen to my voice.
That'll be wonderful, Eugene. Wow, I'm telling you, I'm ready for another hour of you guys, and we've got to wrap up the show. Thank you so
Thank you so much, Ken. We were honored to be on your show. It's been great.
Well, it's a blessing to everyone. You guys, thank you. Do good work. You're doing it already. Keep on. My beloved listeners, tune in every week for more fun and adventure on Advanced Living Radio. And until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now. Let go of it.